Make me more. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Just create.
Yeah. for saving me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for rearranging me. Lord, thank you for sending your son that I could be transformed in my thinking, Lord. I no longer have to sit in the negative, Lord. I can get in the positive by reaching to the highest point of my spirituality, Lord, and knowing that I want more of you in me. I need to make a stand against myself, Lord. I need to draw a line in the sand today, Lord, to say enough is enough. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of all those things that we got to continually boggle our minds about. See, when the Bible says is that whom the Son says free is free indeed. The freedom is not of shackles of this world. It's not the freedom of any kind of bills or the loans or anything. It is the freedom of your spirituality to be free and to communicate with God one-on-one without any intercessor or anybody that has to go before you or has to set the plane for you. I can't get your spot ready because I'm working on my spot. Remember, John 14, we learned that he went to prepare a place for me. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. I took it personal, and I know now that I have to get my place ready for him. So when he comes, I know he's in me. It's no more questions that where's God today? Did he show up? Two or three gathered in. What I understand now is that he now dwells in me. And yes, where there are two or three gathered in his name, he's in the midst that we can all connect. But let me share something with you today. When you believe on him, he lives on the inside of you, and nobody can separate you from that but yourself. Remember we said about troubled waters that the Bible says that let not your heart be troubled. Troubled waters takes away the smooth Holy Spirit. The Bible says that they're unequally yoked, and God will not be of something that is dark. It is not of flow. It is not of goodness. And we must train ourselves. First, remember we said we got to believe. We're still at John 14. Yes, we started here, and I know I see several people that were at the Bible study yesterday, Wednesday. Watch this. We're still at verse 1, but you got to believe. And I can talk myself blue. But if you're out there still saying, well, I doubt this and maybe that and, today I'm better. No, you have to be convinced that every day is better. Excuse me. I had a little spiritual weeping right there. It wasn't nothing wrong with me. Nothing's wrong with Pastor. It's just that I am so glad he changed me. Good morning. Good morning, family. I am so glad he changed me. We can just sit here and talk about that right now. We don't have to go any further. It's just to say, I'm so glad that you changed me, Lord, that you came on my behalf, Lord, and through all of my mess and through all of my unworthiness, Lord, you changed me. See, I'm better now, and I don't have to sit in that place that somebody may have just been in a place of worry. Somebody may have just been residing in a place of doubt. Somebody may have been even entertaining fear. Oh, we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and sound mind. Get your mind right, and everything else will follow. But you must believe. You must believe that he is the creator of all. You must believe that yes, he has set you apart. He has set you, you're in a special place. And no one can equal your space. Somebody better hear me this morning. No one can equal your space that God has for you. I can't. Nobody else can. I don't care what you see and how I'm able to bless you on the sermons that I learned to preach to myself. See, when Jesus preached to me, I learned that I'm going to take some notes and understand I can't walk by faith. I mean, I have to walk by faith and not by sight. My sight has to get out of it. My sensor realms have to be separated from my spiritual realm. And I have to know that it's about the Spirit. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1 with me this morning. 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to go back in several little areas, but I just want to. Now watch what he says right here in 2 Peter. Excuse me, I'm on 1 Peter. Ooh. Praise the Lord. There's a word up there for me today. I'm going to be going back to 1 Peter because there's a word in there for Pastor E. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Here in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ." See, what you put in is what will come out. I don't care what anybody tells you, that you can continue to be part-time loving God and it's going to be okay. That you can do you and then do God when you need him. I don't care who is telling you that. Let me tell you now, if you want the fullness of the knowledge of God. What is the knowledge of God? On how I can be ready for what has already been prepared for me. Remember, when I believe not also in God, but I believe also in the Son. And without the belief in the Son, I cannot have the benefits of the Father. But I know I have to make every effort to stay fruitful. And how do I stay fruitful? I stay fruitful by staying in the Spirit. See, I walk not by sight, but by faith. Faith is of the Spirit. Faith is something you can't see. Remember, now faith, Hebrews chapter 11, 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things that are not seen. You cannot see it on the outside until, oh my gosh, God shows up. And in the manifestation of the hope to a thing, all the faith walking, all the faith believing now shows up, and you can say to somebody, "I testify because I have seen the goodness of the Lord." Oh, no, no, no. You better get your own testimony of the goodness of the Lord, and not just for when you're doing bad, when you're doing good. You must stay consistent in your belief. You must stay consistent in growing your faith. He says, add to your faith. Don't just say, "I believe." Add to your faith. If you want to believe, you have to go higher in your faith. This is not about, "Look what God did for me." No, he didn't. You did that. I tell people that all the time. When you're out here doing something in the world and you're making it, you're making good decisions, you're making wise choices, you're being honorable about your word, God, you're going to be blessed because of your hard labor. But it goes back to, what are you working for God in your faith? Has your faith grown every day? Even when you see on the outside, oh, that does not look like faith. But faith is the sight of the Spirit, not the sight of the world. Oh, you look on the outside, you say, no, I can't make it. No, you won't make it. You'll never grow higher because you're not adding to it. You're taking away. See, there's no dormancy anymore. You're either adding to it or you're either taking away from it. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of always having to build back up. We get to a certain plateau and we start to clap in our hands and then we let up and then we got to, "Oh, Lord, help me get." I'm sick and tired of the up and down roller coaster of me. Come on, somebody. It's not, no, the devil is not making us do these things. These are ourselves saying, "Oh, I can get by with it. It'll be okay. He loves me." We take advantage of the word of God instead of taking it serious and saying, "I'm going to work this thing. I'm going to work it where now you can see it's workable. I'm going to work this thing that you can start to work it for your own self." This word is not, it has no borders. This word has no boundaries. This word has no exceptions. Come on, somebody. This word is for you just like it is for me. But are you going to put together the building of your faith? See, you can believe. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes." You got to believe, but you cannot stay dormant. You have to grow your faith. He said it right there. He says, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence." You know what diligence is? That means you're putting in your effort. Add to your faith. Then you got to go higher. You can't just stop at virtue. You got to take virtue higher to knowledge. Knowledge to self-control. Self-control to perseverance. Perseverance to godliness. Godliness to brotherly kindness. And brotherly kindness to love. See, the ultimate goal is love. Oh, no, don't forget. The two greatest commandments that we all need to preach about is loving God with our all. Mark 12. Read the whole chapter. Go find it for yourself. Mark 12. Love God with our all. And then love your neighbor as you love yourself. There are no greater two than these out of the words of Jesus. If I perfect those things of love, I'm growing. I'm elevating. I'm not the same I used to be because I would have reacted a different way. I had to repent last night because I wanted to do something. Ooh, Lord, our old me popped up. And I had to repent and then say, Lord, forgive me for even having the thought. No, I didn't do anything. And no, I pray that nobody's feelings got hurt or whatever. But when people run over you, you get sick and tired. And you have to say, I'm not mad at you, but let me just explain myself to you before it goes there. I used to be the point where we wouldn't be having this conversation. But let me say, I forgive you, but let's not ever go there again if our relationship or our friendship is going to continue. See, that's the truthness of being real about growing. When you add more faith, you get more faith because you get virtue. Oh, my God. You get some virtue, you get some knowledge and some self-control and some perseverance and some godliness and some compassion, brotherly compassion, and some love. Now, I'm going to share something with some of you that never heard this before. When you add to your faith, how do you do that? You add by adding Jesus. See, following Jesus is meaning that he takes over everything. If you desire to follow him now, when? Now. Then you must deny yourself. That's loving him more than you love yourself. Then you take up your cross and follow him. That means, Lord, I want to die for you like you died for me. That mentality that I'm willing to give it all for you and I'm willing to put it all on the altar for you and I'm willing to sacrifice all for you because I must grow in love. Love is the answer to everything. A kind word. A peaceful gesture, a smooth look on your face, just a look of joy can change the whole situation before you open this thing. Because a lot of us open this thing and it's over. I don't care what gestures you come up with and what peace mode you make. When we open this thing up here, it is over. We must go before the Lord and repent and then pray that they forgive us. I always say, keep your mouth shut. If you don't have something good to say, love is the answer. But you must, watch this, grow your love by adding in more love. Now, these areas right here, diligence, faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. Guess what? Those are the characteristics of Jesus. If you start to see how he operated in all seven of those gifts. Woo, Jesus. See, now I can look at the Word of God and say, look at the principle in that. Oh, you never saw that, did you? Because we just want to read through it. But if you build up the words of power, look for the power words that are going to say, I got to do better. I got to add to. I got to go higher. I got to reach to the highest point of my spiritual relationship with God. Because he says, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't you know heaven is already done? We need to fix it and get in line with it here on earth. And we can walk with him. We can talk with him. We can relate with him. And we can have a life with him right now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to hold on. It's not next year. It's not 5 years. It's a right now gift that you have by believing and adding to your faith. You cannot walk by sight. You must walk by faith. And understand, every decision you make is a faith walk because you're trusting in God. You're trusting in him completely. You're relying on him to provide everything that you need. But guess what? You have to go to work. That's our biggest sermon. Go to work. Go to work in adding to your faith. Go to work adding to your knowledge. Go to work adding to your self-control. Go to work adding to your perseverance. Go to work adding to your godliness. Go to work adding to your compassion. And guess what? The only thing you'll ever have is some love. Oh, who in love? Oh, it's a good. It is the universal key to tying in the Word of God and getting truth out of it. You have to have love. You got to love him like he loved you. And then you got to learn, first of all, how he loved you. Then you need to love him back like he loved you. That's why he said, take up your cross if you're following me, because if you love me, you're going to be suffering the whole time. Oh, I know you got a good look on you, smiling, and you're better now, but you are still following me with that cross on your back saying, I'm dying for you, Jesus. 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 Are you ready to go to work and die for Jesus? Come on. He wants you to have a mentality, Lord, yes, I give it all like you gave it for me. I sacrifice it all like you sacrificed it for me. Hallelujah, Lord. I am willing to die for you today because when I die, you live. When I die, he lives. And it goes for you too. When you die, he lives. Now, don't get a knife and start stabbing yourself. No. Do you know what the you that needs to die? That needs to die, the one that's in the mind. Remember Wednesday we said there is a conscious Edward and there's a subconscious Edward. And subconscious Edward and conscious Edward are battling with each other every single second, minute, hour, day, week, month, and year. And keep it going around. It never ends. That battle is consistent, but I'm winning the war because I'm taking back what the enemy stole, my sane mind. I'm taking back what the enemy robbed, my love and my peace. I'm taking back what the enemy has robbed me from, my joy. My joy to worship him. My joy to give him all the honor, the glory, and the praise, even when people say, dude, you crazy. Why you doing it that way? It ain't that serious. Yes, it is that serious. And if you don't make it that serious, that's all you'll ever get. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of sitting around here. I'm ready to stand in the joy of the Lord, whether I have it or whether I don't. Whether I'm hungry or whether I'm full, my God. Whether I'm rich or whether I'm poor, whether I'm hot or whether I'm cold, I will be content because I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. And it's not a yesterday or tomorrow strengthening. I'm talking about a right now strengthening. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. Yes. I'm closer. Yes, I'm closer to that place that has been prepared for me because I'm adding to it. Oh, Jesus, I'm not going to let you rob from me. I'm adding to it. And here's the good thing news for you. Just like I fight to add mine, you fight to add yours. That's why the ending message of this season of 2017 is go to work. Pray more, study more, activate the fivefold in your life. Oh, no, you don't need to come over here, Pastor E, could you ordain me an apostle or a bishop? Do the work, and you got it already. I don't need to, you don't have to call me no name. Pastor E is fine. Edward's fine, okay? But let me tell you this, we're going to still respect each other because we love each other. See, with love, you can respect. With love, you can commune. With love, you can communicate. With love, you can sacrifice. With love, you can give up. With love, you can, oh my God, you can go. Come on, somebody. He says he'll make the first last and the last first. Aren't you ready to be first? I'm going to blow your mind on this one. Then take last. Because when you go last, there's no other way you can go but first. Circumvent the principle. He says he'll make the first last and the last first. Well, if he's going to make the first, and maybe I think I'm first today, I'm going to go to make myself last. So when he comes to make me first, I'm ready to go where he's already prepared for me to go. Not my will, not your will, not my thoughts, but God's thoughts, God's will, God's, oh my Jesus, God's perfected will for me, that will not return void. Not to me, but won't return void to him. See, that's what it's all about. And I cannot over-preach this one. It's about God and you. Having a personal relationship that he calls you son or he calls you daughter. And that you know that you're the one, he says, I go to prepare a place for me. I put my name on it. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, Edward. I said, yes, sir. And I'm going to prepare my place, myself, for the place that has been prepared for me. How do we do it? Building our faith. I was ready to go somewhere else today, but God said, no. Are we building our faith? Are we adding to it? Are we constantly growing? And stop just sitting around saying, oh, I got, look at my certificate. I made it. I graduated. Look at this. Look at that. No, you must continually go higher in God by adding to the things of God. And let me tell you something. You better add it right now. A lot of us are waiting around trying to do things in our own way. We try to add our own spirit. We try to put our own sense to it. Go to John chapter 6, verse 63. John, there we go. John chapter 6, verse 63. Now watch this. Stop trying to do it on your own. And stop thinking the flesh has anything to do with it. I'm telling you right now, this is the word of God. This is not me. This is the word of God. That says you must be filled with the Spirit. Watch what he says in verse 63. Oh, my God. Let's go back to 61. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life." Watch this. "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Are you part of that some of you? As we're going to close today. That's what you got to ask yourself. I'm not trying to check you. I check myself. I don't have time to be checking you. I have time to love on you. I have time to share with you the same principles that say I need to check myself. Remember last week, the word of God says, examine yourself. Come on. You know you better than anybody. You got to check yourself. Do you belong to that part right there? He says, "But there are some of you," verse 64, "but there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray him. And he said, therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by the Father." Oh my God. You better study that one today. Mm-hmm. The Spirit is the only thing that gives life. Man doesn't do it. The flesh profits nothing. But there are some of you still out there today. Oh my God, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just saying what the word says. And it's true. There are some of you out there today that say you believe, but you really don't. Because you're not adding to it. Come on. You're not putting in more diligence, more faith, more virtue, more knowledge, more self-control, more perseverance, more godliness, more brotherly kindness, more love. If you don't add to it, your bank account is getting dry. Your spiritual shelter is getting empty, because it's just not going to grow just because you said, "I believe in God. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord." And you think that's it? No, you got to add to it. And every day your faith has to be stronger than it was just 5 seconds ago. Faith in God that he's coming through. Oh, yeah, he's going to come through. He will come through. He will come through. That's John chapter 6. Read that whole chapter. But that was John chapter 6, verse 63, 64, all the way down to 70. But read that whole. Some dynamic checking yourself word in chapter 6 of John. Read that whole. Make that your weekend study. Don't just read it. Go through it and stop and just ask the Lord, "Lord, I need revelation. I'm here to study because I want revelation. I want to know about the word. I see how it's manifesting in other people that believe in your word, that receive in your word, and that achieve what your word has for them. But I want that too." All you got to do is ask him. If somebody out there might say, "Oh, Pastor, you don't say that. That ain't for everybody." I'm gonna have to show you in the word. Go to Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to read chapter 3. I want to pull this out for you, because you got to understand, this isn't just for one. This is for all of us. Watch what he says. This: "For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of grace of God, which was given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." Okay. "Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it now has been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel." Oh my God. You better come on, say it for me too. Watch this. "Of which I became a minister according to the gift of grace of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power." See, it may be mystery right now, but ask them to open up the mystery chest. And watch, you'll see it a different way. Go into the word with purpose. Go into the word speaking into existence. I am here to receive a word today. Not just the letter. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Right there, read it again. Chapter 6. The Spirit gives life, but the flesh profits nothing. Stop thinking that your work in the flesh is doing anything. Your spiritual work is what you need to do when I say go to work. You need to go to work. You need to go to work. You need to go to work. And you need to go to work right now. Hallelujah. Watch this. To me, this is verse 8. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given to me that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which was from the beginning of the ages, has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. And the powers in the heavenly places, according to eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Oh, see, it always goes back. Y'all need to study that chapter 3. I'm not done with that. I want to read this. I'm gonna read the last part of it. I want to read the last part of it just to entice you to study the part of it, and then go over to chapter 4, and you're gonna see really how we're supposed to walk in unity, how we're supposed to be in one, how we're supposed to be a new man, how we're supposed to walk in love, walk in the light, walk in wisdom, and be perfected in God. Watch this. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we think, ask, or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. I could preach on that one right here. But let me tell you right now, God is no respecter of person. And don't tell me that's just for the preachers and that's just for the ones on the pulpit. That's for you too. Yes, you have been called to comprehend. Do you know what comprehend means? Understand. How can you understand if you don't try to, try to take in the knowledge? If you don't think you can understand, you'll never understand. That's why waking up in your mind, getting up in your thinking, and moving your purpose is telling you, change your thinking, that you can do it. When? Thank you, Minister Charlene. Right now. You don't have to wait around. You can have it right now in the mighty name of Jesus when you put in the work. Oh, yeah, what did he say? The inner man. That's up to you. You must go higher today. And you must let God be God. Take God out of the box. Take God out of restriction. Oh, no, get me wrong. We don't affect God. I'm talking about restricting in our life because we have no belief, because we're not growing in our faith, because we're not going higher in our love. We're not adding to. We keep taking out and not putting back in. We must learn to be, watch this, prepared at all times. Don't get caught slipping. That's called, that's called reactive. You get caught slipping. But when you are ready, that means you are proactive. Proactive means you already got your apples in row. You already got your bags packed. You already ready because you know there's a place that's been prepared for you. When you prepare yourself for that place, you got your bags in order. You got your house in order because it's the house in the spirit. And when the spiritual house gets together, watch the other physical house to get together. Watch the people around you start to change. Watch everything start to change when you change yourself. And you must do it for yourself right now. Wake up in your mind. Get up in your thinking and move in your purpose. Heavenly Father.
Come on, I know you can lift your hands and worship him this morning. Time to change your mind, time to change everything. Oh yeah, it's prep time. Getting ready to cross over to the other side. Are you ready? Do you really believe? Do you really feel your faith? And do you really walk on his promises? Come on, worship him this morning.
You did not create me to worry.
You did not create me to fear.
You did not create me to fear.
I love this part. But you created me to fear.
But Lord, you created me to worship. Daily. So I'm a living over here. Help me say it.
When you created me,
yeah.
You created me to worship. not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in, oh, trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.